Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being back on the podcast today. Recently, I had lunch with a friend and the topic of generosity came up, and I was so intrigued by it. I love talking about generosity because what I found is that some people love it and a lot of people actually hate it, and there's not a lot of middle ground. Well, when my friend brought it up, he had some pretty strong beliefs around it, and he quoted two verses from 2 Corinthians that I found so fascinating, that I found so helpful. So I wanted to pass them along to you today as we get ready for Thanksgiving. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Remember this, that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." I love that. This is so helpful. This verse talks about the principle of sowing. To sow something means to invest in it, to go all in. It's this reach back to an agricultural society where you would plant seed, you would sow a seed, and something would come from it. The downfall is that in many Christian circles today, these words sound a bit like TV preachers that are just asking for money. But when you look at it holistically, the principle of sowing and the principle of reaping applies to every single area of our lives, not just our finances. Here's the principle, that whatever you sow in life, you're going to reap. Whatever you deposit is going to be returned back to you. So here's some examples. If you sow criticism in your life, you're going to reap criticism from other people. If you sow kindness in your life, you're going to reap kindness from other people. That's the way that it works. This also points out the law of the harvest. The law of the harvest reminds us that if you plant apple seeds, you're going to get apples, not pears. If you sow generosity, you're going to get generosity in return, not something else. That whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And so one of the principles that comes out of this teaching is this, that whenever you have a need, plant the seed of what you need. Think about it this way. When a farmer looks at a field that is barren, he doesn't just gripe about it. He doesn't sit back and say, "Man, I wish something would happen." He goes out and he starts planting the seed of what he needs. If he only has a little bit of seed, he has a choice. He can choose to either hold on to it or he can choose to give it away. If he holds on to it, that's all he's got. That's all he has. What little in his hand, that's all there is. But if he gives it away, God will multiply it. And that's what it reminds us today. It reminds us of this, that you don't just reap what you sow. You always reap more than you sow. God set it up this way because he wants you to become more like him, that God himself is a giver. He's not a taker. And the only way that we're ever going to become more like him is to learn to be generous, to set that in our hearts, that when we're stingy, we become like the enemy of God. But when we're generous, we become more like him. And when we give it away, man, God always multiplies it. Now, for the engineers listening to this or spreadsheet people listening to this, this may sound illogical to give away when you have a need so that you'll get more back. But man, I'm telling you, this is why it's built on faith. God says the way that you get is by giving, not by holding on. And so I want to encourage you to do today what my friend challenged me to do at lunch. Decide in your heart to be a generous person. Not because you have to, not because you your arm was twisted into doing it, but because you get to. Why? Because God is a generous giver, and he loves those that give from a cheerful heart. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today, but I want to encourage you to decide in your heart to be like him and be a generous person. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.